FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. At Craig and Owen, be amazed at what life was like over 1,000 years ago. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
You're welcome back to the programme. New parking charges recently introduced in Ennis. You've been hearing about this one in our news. It's a euro, which is the parking unit, but depending on where you park and the time of the day, it differs, and it's quite complicated, but there's full details on the council website. It's been in for a few weeks, and it is obviously a part of the ways to try and tackle parking shortages, to try and get more people into the town of Ennis. So what we wanted to find out in the programme this morning is it working? Our own Miriam Duffy has been asking that of parkers in Ennis Town Centre.
As somebody that works in the Lower Market Street where this new alleged farmers market was put up, it's been an absolute disaster with regard to parking. Here is worse than the M50, particularly on a Friday afternoon. You have people double parking, running into shops for a second, and the traffic is chaos.
At the moment, with the new signs they have up, the cost of parking is very small, and I had to go back to the car to get my glasses to read the signs.
That's not bad, no. Yeah, keep down the prices.
1 euro an hour is very reasonable.
And what do you think about the availability?
Well, I think it's quite good. Yeah, I've had enough.
So what do you think of parking in Ennis?
Parking in sometimes is very full. So now you need more space. The price is very expensive.
I mean, it's expensive enough as it is for an hour. That's why we've no one coming into the town, I think.
And do you think that there's enough parking across the town?
Not at all, there isn't really. There isn't. Like, I live in the market area now, and we had loads of spaces there. And they put up the new market, and the spaces are limited, you know.
Any day of the week, more just full. They're up on top of one another.
And what do you think of the price?
The prices, I think, are a bit ridiculous.
A bit of a mixed response. William Carr is with me in studio. He's the president of Ennis Chamber. Good morning to you, Will.
Morning, Gavin.
Now, it's been a few days, since this one was fully implemented, but what hopes do you have for this new regime, shall we say, of parking charges?
I suppose we have very high hopes with regards to it. I mean, over the years, the Chamber is obviously doing huge amounts with regards to parking in the background and trying to get additional parking into town, trying to make sure that it's top of the agenda of the County Council, which is often one of the hardest fights that we have. And I suppose rounding it down to 1 euro per hour in the car parks should make it reasonably simple for people. They shouldn't be rooting for change. It's the type of coinage that somebody would have. It's easy to top up. If you haven't used your full allowance in the car park and you move somewhere else in town, you're allowed to transfer your tickets now to different locations, which is very important.
So if it's within the same zone.
Yes, if it's within the same zones.
And there are a lot of zones. And one thing I will just say, and from speaking with a couple of people about this and just observing it simply, there's a lot of, you know, in one area parking for a euro will get you half an hour. In another area, it'll get you 2 hours. In another area, it'll get you an hour. And I guess it's to do with the proximity to the town centre.
Yes.
But it will have to be very clearly communicated to the people.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the biggest difficulties that Ennis has isn't the availability of parking, which is an issue, but also the access to parking. Because one of the difficulties Ennis has as a medieval traditional town is the traffic flow and how people get to the areas that actually have parking available at particular times. Mm. And there's particular pinch points in town that we're all aware of. And the entirety of Ennis needs an overhaul with regards to the signage. And that's something that's very high on the agenda of Ennis Chamber from the point of view of visitors and even local people coming into town, that there's proper signage available so that people can see where to go, how to get there, how to get there fast. And we're all aware of areas where there are spots, but you're going, oh, that could take me 15 minutes to get there. Whereas in actual fact, if there was a little bit of education for a lot of people with regards to how to get around town, then some of the problems could be eased.
I'm sure you don't want to be very negative about this. I mean, as you say, this has been a campaign that's been running for a very, very long time, and it is a significant change that the council has embarked on.
Yes, and I suppose the hope is that, look, the price of on-street parking, that's Abbey Street and O'Connell Street primarily, has gone up. It's now 1 euro for half an hour. But the idea being that they're meant to be quick turnabout spots. They're spots where somebody should be able to come along, park, run into the pharmacy, run into the dry cleaners, run into the butchers, get what they need, and move on again. You know, they're meant to serve a purpose. They're not there for people to be parking longer term. The car parks are there for longer term. There's going to be a significant impact on business owners with regards to changes that are coming about with regards to the permits that a business owner can get and restrictions on it. And we're not too sure how that is going to work. But again, there's a lot of pain going to be taken by businesses. But it's in the hope that the spots closer to the centre of town will be freed up for our own customers and clients coming into town. So
less permits per business. One less permit per business.
One less permit per business, and there'll be restrictions on certain car parks as to how many permits can go in there or whether any permits can go in there.
Okay.
So there is going to be significant difficulties. But again, the Chamber has been fighting for a long time that we need proper designated car parking for people who are working in town. So for example, the Glore car park is €3 all day long. The problem being is that people have to pay every single day, whereas what we're really fighting for now is to say, let people buy a weekly disc or a monthly disc. If you've bought the disc, you'll use it, whereas human nature, by virtue of the fact, you know what, it's a little cold out today, I'm going to park closer.
Yeah, of course, and take the pain of it if it arises, obviously. But I guess that quid pro quo, that, you know, in terms of giving up those permits, has probably been necessary to try and, I mean, ultimately, if a shopper comes in and spends money in the town, that's more beneficial
yes.
in the long run.
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, obviously, it's important from the point of view of property owners and business owners that they're able to park in the town as well. We have to find that happy medium. Now, finally, after years of lobbying, the council have told us we will have 200 spots within 2 years. Are in actual fact, I corrected now, and I'll say they have 19 months left to deliver those 200 spots. So we are keeping pressure on them. We are keeping
200 or 100 in that time frame. I had 100 in my mind.
I stand to be corrected. Maybe I'm thinking of a different project. So I'll.
I remember it was 100 in a short time, but also yes. 500 over 5 years.
Yes, that's to 2022 is 500.
Yeah, but you're holding them to account on that. Obviously.
Yes, we're absolutely holding them to account. I mean, they've promised those spaces. The council, I believe, have funds if necessary to go out and acquire property that they may need to acquire in order to provide those spaces.
Are the sites available? Are there enough? Is there enough physical space close to the town centre?
If you go looking for them, you can find them. You know, I mean, you have to put in the effort, but and that's incumbent upon the council. It's not just going to land on their lap. They have to go out. They have to look at it. The chamber and the business owners will assist them as much as we can. For example, we have the GAA who've just done great work with the park across the road. But obviously, they now need to figure out what are they going to be doing with the parking that they have. They're planning at the moment only for match days. We need to figure out, can we use that for longer term parking? Can people of town get access to it? And there's a number of other places like that where parking spots could be freed up. And overall, it'll make a visit to Ennis much more enjoyable for everybody in the county.
Does Ennis have a bad name outside of the town with regards to parking?
No.
Outside of the county?
No, I don't believe so. I think we create our own bad name in that. I think for far too long, parking has been the one thing that people have been giving out about, and that for a long time there was an attitude of the first thing that somebody heard when they walked in anywhere was, God, isn't parking dreadful, as opposed to, isn't it lovely and sunny outside? So we need to remove parking from the agenda. It is bad. It's an issue everywhere. It's an issue everywhere in the world. But it's not it's not an issue that should stop somebody from coming into town.
I hear more of it as here in Ennis than anywhere else.
But it is the one issue that Ennis people seem to talk about. But we've got to move on. There is parking available. As I said, signage, proper traffic flow, proper management of what we have will make it easier for people to find those parking spots. There's always going to be pinch points. Look, my office is in Abbey Street. I'm well aware of what happens in Abbey Street car park. But generally, if you're patient, you'll always get a spot. You'll always see cars moving. And the whole idea is to try and encourage that turnover of parking spots and to free them up for people who want to come into town. And similarly, that when somebody is in town, they need to be comfortable enough that, for example, if they meet somebody and they decide to go for a coffee, they don't have to be worried about getting back to their car. So we need to start looking at technology as to how can somebody extend their stay without having to go back to the car to put a ticket on it.
Apps and that sort of stuff are in place. You talked about the reaction to businesses or some of the issues they'll face in respect of this. It's very early days, but are you getting a positive vibe from shoppers, from people who are visiting the town?
Yes, we are. And I think your Vox Pop probably reflected that I think €1 an hour is reasonably acceptable. Nobody likes to pay for parking, that's just a fact. But the reality is that paying for parking is a fact in every single town in Ireland. I mean, Ennis is, like, we're the 11th largest population centre in the country. We're the largest town in Munster. We're not going to have free parking all over town. But if we can manage it so that it's good value for people, and if the shops and if the businesses have a good offering for people to come into town, well then I think on balance, Ennis will thrive and we should do well out of this. If it's managed and signposted right.
It's trialled until the end of the year.
Until the end of the year, when again the councillors will be voting next January, with regards to the budget. Like, the one point the council always made to us when we went into negotiations with them was that this must be budget neutral. So we were sort of restricted in that what we could achieve from the point of view of the lobbying that was going on. And ultimately, the increase of the short term on the street with the decrease for the longer stay in the car parks, hopefully that'll work and it'll have the resultant effect that if somebody comes shopping, they might stay for lunch.
Okay. Well, let us know your thoughts at home over the coming weeks as you're enjoying this one. William Cahir, President of Ennis Chamber, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kevin.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.